my name is Sister Tracy of the Daughters of St. Paul, and welcome to Enkindle, Family Scripture Reflections. Each episode on Enkindle features a short scripture reflection to help you and your family dive deeper into the Word of God, allowing you to better prepare for Mass on Sunday and also develop simple, concrete applications for daily life. Today, we'll be looking at the readings for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2020. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you to this moment of reflection. We ask that you open our minds and hearts to the power of the Word of God. Help us to let Jesus show us the way to peace, to openness to you, and to a willingness to do your will. Amen. Your head is pounding. Your body aches. You open your eyes and look around. As far as you can see, you're surrounded by water. You're in the middle of an ocean, floating on a piece of wreckage, completely exposed to the hot sun, the wind, the waves, water. As far as the eye can see, you need a drink. You're dying of thirst. You cup your hand into the crystal clear water to quench your painful thirst, only to find that the water, all that water, is salty. It may satisfy you in the moment, but it will only make you thirstier. This water can't sustain you. Your thirst, your need, can't be quenched by all that's around you. Your thirst can only be quenched by fresh water. In many ways, we're surrounded in our culture with so many promises to satisfy our needs. You want to be trendy? Buy this thing. You want more followers? We'll help you get them, but for a price. You want your eyebrows on fleek? We'll come to our salon. You want to connect? You want to wear the best clothes? So many things. The world surrounds us with promises to fulfill our every longing, our needs, our thirsts, but all for usually a pretty high price. What are we willing to give away to have what the world has to offer? Is it really giving us what we need, or is there a better way? In today's gospel, we hear about a lot of needy people. So needy that they follow Jesus into a very deserted place because they know in his words and in his actions, what he has to give is more real, more lasting. Imagine Jesus had gone to get away, to be alone, to pray with his Father, but they all follow him. The disciples look around and see all these people. They know they're going to get hungry. They go to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, can you just send them away just so that they can get the food that they are going to need when it comes time for supper? Jesus says something kind of crazy. Don't send them away. You give them food yourselves. Can you imagine? The disciples look at each other like, we didn't bring any extra stash. And then Jesus asked them, but what do you have? A few fish and a few loaves of bread. So little. Well, bring them to me, Jesus says. Jesus takes the little that the disciples give him. He blesses them with his providence, and he gives them right back to the disciples. And he tells them, you give these to the people. The disciples had to trust that what Jesus was providing for them was going to last as long as there was a need. And guess what? The people ate till they were satisfied. We all have infinite longings that can be satisfied with nothing less than the presence of God. Ask yourself, where do I go to fulfill my needs? Do I even know what I want? Do I even know what I long for? Maybe you could take some time this week to notice those things. What is it? What do I want? What do I desire? And then, what really fills me up? What gives me life? Or, what kind of takes the life right out of you? Many things might be promising you fulfillment, but in the end, they're leaving you kind of empty. Jesus says, "Come to me." Are you painfully conscious of your need? Do you want deeper satisfaction? Something that the world can't give? Well, come to Jesus. It's not going to cost you what the world asks. It won't ask you for your money, even for what you produce. All he wants is you. You might be thinking, well, sister, I go to Jesus sometimes, but most of the time I think I'm wandering away. Well, don't worry. Paul reminds us today that nothing can separate you from God's love for you. Nothing. Paul reminded us, even while we were enemies, Christ died for us. So go to Jesus. Let him refresh you. Open yourselves to him. Give him who you really are, and he'll do the rest. You know, we sisters, sometimes we can be overachievers. We can really struggle with the fact that we struggle. So one day, one of our sisters was going to confession. She was telling the priest all the things she did wrong, all of her failures, all the ways that she just didn't really witness to trusting God. She was feeling pretty low, feeling very far from God. The priest listened to her, and he said, "Sister, for your penance, I want you to go back into church. I want you to kneel before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and I want you to let Jesus love you." That's it. Let Jesus love you this week. Hear him say to you, "Come to me. Come without paying. Drink. Come that you might have life and have it abundantly." Lord Jesus, we ask that you help us to hear this invitation this week, to come to you, to run to you with who we really are, and so that you can fill us, you can give us what will sustain us, not only for this life, but for the life to come. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.